With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff. Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. Alison James, you're here once again. Unbelievably, you're coming back week after week.
Well, technically, you two are here because I live here.
Oh, that's true. We've kind of hijacked your house.
So, yes, I'm always here.
Thanks so much for the tap water.
You're welcome. Do you see how the quality of the snacks provided has nosedived? Do you remember at the beginning, George Ezra got dinner and now I'm like, oh, yourself, you know where the tap is.
How are you both?
Well, you must be in a great mood.
You're the ancient housemaster of the keys.
Mr. Homeowner.
Yeah, I've just bought a house. Very exciting.
Got the keys yesterday?
Yeah, I'm actually really ill. I've had the busiest 2 weeks of my life.
It's lovely. I popped in yesterday.
Yeah, James,
it's got great potential. Is that what they...
Yes, it is a complete wreck. That's true, yeah.
A doer rupper.
Yeah.
And you've got a sex dungeon.
I've got a sex dungeon.
Oh, wonderful. You could paint that labial pink.
We didn't know whether there was going to be a cellar or not.
Sex dungeon.
And because the estate agent wasn't sure, and there was just kind of like a chute. So he was like, oh, I wouldn't go down there.
A sex shoot.
A coal shoot. But my dad came round to the house before I bought it, and he was like, what's out there? Some coal shoot. And he opened up this whole trap door, and he walked down there, and I just heard, there's another fucking house down here, Jimmy. We all went down there, and there's like a whole
And within
cellar.
10 minutes, he'd excavated it.
I'll tell you, Rocky's like a sniffer dog when it comes to sex dungeons. He will find it.
Can we stop calling my new cellar a sex dungeon, please?
Sorry. To become.
But yeah, thank you very much. Very exciting.
Well, congratulations.
Many congrats.
Now, enough about you.
Yeah.
Belinda.
Yes.
Remind me where we left her.
We left her. She'd just met the Duchess, who was the head of overall British intelligence.
Of course.
If we remember that. And she's been given the mission to go to Australia because
yes.
They have sources that have said that that's where Giselle and George and the body of Slintz, they don't know it's a body yet, are.
Yes, they got sources within minutes of Giselle leaving the Schloss.
Yes, yeah.
They knew where she was heading.
These sources are better spies than both Belinda and James Fisher. <Yeah. Fisher. laughs>
Unless we forget, they could have just got them at the Schloss.
That's so. True, yeah. And who are the sources? Maybe someone who worked at the Schloss.
So does that mean, like, Bish is out of the equation now? Is Bish kind of, is like, oh, don't worry about him?
Well, the Duchess said something about he's kind of not a priority because he's protected by some sort of international trading partnership, right?
Oh, yeah, offs.
Yeah.
Sexy, baby.
So maybe, yeah, focus has been shifted to George and Giselle, maybe. But I don't know.
Right.
Bish is still the big baddie, though, because he's the one that's payrolling the whole thing.
Yes, quite.
Okay, so are we ready to find out what happens next?
I don't even understand what's happening now, but yeah, let's find out what's happening next.
Well, it beats a bit of telly and decoupage, Alice.
Oh, my favourite.
Oh, God.
24-hour flight to Australia, here we come.
Oh, if we hear about that real time, can you imagine? Hour by hour.
Well, hang on, Jordan, I don't know what the chat is called.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I would saddle up.
Hour one.
The takeoff or something.
The chapter is called A Flying Machine So Pretty.
Oh, so many hours of my life wasted. Okay.
I knew we wouldn't go straight there. I knew it.
Okay, let's do it. Belinda Blinked 5, Chapter 9. A Flying Machine So Pretty. Belinda was in Tony's office.
What?
She hasn't even left for the airport.
Pack your bloody bag.
I have to just apologise as well, guys. I'm a bit ill today. It's been a lot going on. So if my accents and my voice work isn't quite up to snuff, then I apologise.
Up to snuff?
Up the juff? What?
Is that not a phrase? Up to snuff?
Up to snuff?
That's something my mother used to say. Okay. So Belinda was in Tony's office. He was shuffling his feet. Tony never shuffled his feet.
Uh-oh, it's a sign.
It's not good news, Belinda. Sir James has had a heart attack.
Not another one. All the old men are dying.
Cold, James Cooper, cold. What? Exploded Belinda. That's impossible. I checked his pulse myself post-bomb blast.
Oh, well, yeah, weeks surely ago, that's going to absolutely be a surefire way to ensuring he doesn't have one.
I blame stress levels. Blueprint stolen, Prof Slints in shackles, and that bloody sex nympho, Countess Zara. She's worn the old bugger out.
What, Zara was shagging Godwin?
Apparently so.
God, Godwin does all right for himself, doesn't he?
Yeah, she's a bit of a sort, isn't she?
Hasn't he also bonked Bella?
Bella at some point, yeah.
Jeez.
Belinda blinked. There's nothing we can do about his sex life, Tony, she retorted with reason.
Such reason.
But, said Tony, the issue is I'm going to the International Crockery Association conference in Sydney tomorrow.
Oh my God, stop making up boring things.
Except I'm not. If the old codger pops his plimsolls, I'm in charge.
Tony's the chairman.
I can't be seen in Australia under these circumstances, Belinda. I'm afraid this leaves you as our representative.
Well, no, surely this is exactly when you would step in.
No, to be in Sydney.
But why would it be bad for him to be seen there?
Because his chairman's dying and if he's like out partying and stuff, it's not very respectful.
Well, he's not partying, he's at the International Crockery Association Conference.
Have you been to the International Crockery Association Conference?
No.
It is wild. If you think pots and pans is bad, fucking hell.
It doesn't exist, James. It doesn't exist.
Soup bowls.
No, but conferences in general, yeah, they're just massive jollies.
And shag fests.
Shag fests. Yeah. Everyone's drunk.
But I would have thought this is exactly the kind of moment when Tony, as second in command, would step up. Like, if your chairman's ill, then that's when you absolutely would go.
Well, I guess he needs to be here to show support for the whole company, maybe, and the team. And
maybe the stock price would plummet if people knew that Sir James was ill. Maybe it's one of those where you have to put a brave face on.
It's like Succession.
Yeah, it is like Succession. Watch it, good.
I think a bomb in the car park of the company would also make, you know, investors slightly concerned. But yeah.
Now's the time to buy Steel's stocks. They're 10 a penny.
But hang on, sorry, one more thing. Mm. Belinda's already planning to go to Australia.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Has someone caused Sir James Godwin to have a heart attack so that Belinda could go?
So, Belinda, I'm afraid this leaves you as our representative. Here are your tickets. And because of the Bish situation, we're sending Bella along as your bodyguard.
Oh, great. Good.
Bodyguard!
She's the Kevin Costner to Belinda's Whitney Houston.
I will always fuck you.
Belinda blinked.
Stop again. Blinking.
She's blinking a lot, isn't she? Later, she thought a bit more about it. Sir James was virtually related to the Duchess. Was this all a wheeze to get her and Bella to Oz?
A wheeze.
A wheeze.
A wheeze.
Was this all a wheeze to get her and Bella to Oz without arousing any suspicions?
Arousing? Rousing.
See? Told you.
Yeah.
He's not had a heart attack. He's totally fine.
Yeah, do you think it's all just the Duchess kind of pulling strings to make it look like Belinda has a legitimate reason to go to Australia?
I thought you meant people just kept like jumping out of cupboards at him to try and make him have a heart attack. But you mean it's all a lie? Okay, fine.
But it wasn't long before Belinda was sat in the shortish bar in the superior class lounge of Heathrow's most glamorous terminal.
Oh, she's gone up in the world. Do you remember when she was economy comfort class?
Oh my goodness. I mean, that was but 3 weeks ago.
And what's she now?
Well, she's just in the superior class.
Superior class.
Again, not a class.
And also just relative, like superior to someone.
Yeah. Bella had to travel with the also-rans, as she was only a lowly key account manager, and Steele's flying budget was mean.
put her in the cargo hold, honestly.
Cut your losses.
I thought she got a promotion. Did she? Was she promoted to key account manager?
Yeah. So she was receptionist. Now she's key account
manager.
She's
doing bloody well for herself.
Still can't travel superior class, though.
No, but her time will come.
That is quite common, though, in companies, isn't it? There is a hierarchical scale of what class people can travel in.
Well, they can't just be spend. Do you know how much superior class is?
I think this is a dig about when we flew posh class that time and Jamie was at the back. Do you remember?
I do remember that. That was about 10 years ago. I've never forgotten it. Because I was just a lowly cameraman and you two were the talent, whatever that means.
Was that when we went to Vegas?
Yeah. Do you remember?
And we
got bumped up.
We were superior class.
We were superior class and Jamie was at the back with like loads of loose chickens and like cattle and stuff.
And were the people you sat with all right?
Oh, they were a very, very large couple and I'm no bean pole myself, but they were sizable and they brought their own Wendy's on board.
What's a Wendy? Oh, the takeaway.
Yeah, and it really, like warm kind of been in a bag for a while. Wendy, I mean, well, literally through all of security.
Can you do that?
Can you get a Wendy's through security?
So a sweaty Wendy's next to
you? A sweaty Wendy's next to me.
Oh my
next
God.
To two very sweaty Wendy's. Yeah, it's a long flight as well. It was horrible.
Oh, we had champagne, didn't we?
Oh, it was lovely, wasn't it?
A little Bucks Fizz when we sat down.
Like drinks even when you didn't ask for them.
I know, love that.
Hot towels. Never had a hot towel in my life.
Refreshing.
And you
nice.
Two didn't even bother to come and visit me once.
You did actually come to visit us and you got shooed
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to go up there.
They don't let you. There's like a steel curtain and they're just like, sorry, don't go back there.
That was the first time that I'd ever even turned whatever way we turned. We went up some stairs, didn't we?
And yeah, we did.
And oh my God. I loved how officious they were. I was like, yeah, get rid of him. God knows where he's come from. Shoo him back.
But to be fair, have you ever flown with Alice? Because I'd rather be sat next to some sweaty Wendy's than sat next to Alice.
than
this sickly Wendy.
Yeah.
Well, you don't travel very well.
Although, when we've been travelling together recently, you know my new method is to go to sleep before it's taken off.
Yeah, which is brilliant for us.
It's amazing. Thank How you. Do you sleep
yeah,
for so long?
It is a real gift.
My upper limit is 14 and a half hours.
That's two nights worth of sleep.
Insane. I don't even know how you do that. Wow.
And I do it sitting. Oh, yeah.
So she's in this superior class lounge at the shortish bar, okay? Please kindly may I indulge in your finest lowland mineral liquid for the dehydration on board this devilishly long flight?
Why is she talking like that?
She's trying to be posh and superior.
Can I have a glass of water?
You are. Scratched the surly air hostess cum bar girl.
Cum bar girl?
Just give me a water.
Why would she say it like that? Because she's undercover. I better not use words I'd usually use.
Water is for the dogs.
Hello.
Is that Grigor?
But it actually wasn't. Should I have another go at it?
Is it
cold? Is
it the Countess?
Water is for the dogs.
Belinda turned to her barstool neighbour, looking for the Italian voice just uttered.
Italian? That was Italian?
What? That is for the dogs.
Oh, there we go.
Is that more it?
I love the hand that came with it. Great.
Yeah, she probably should do that.
Imagine Jamie being very rude in a restaurant and trying to get a waiter over.
Belinda spluttered. Countess Lucia? Oh, my good gods of the Norse.
See, it's me.
Obviously.
Said the royal as she decanted.
The royal? She's not really, though, is she?
Sorry, remind me who Countess Lucia is.
So she was in Buckley's with them when they got smoke up. She got the smoke
she
up the arse.
She was smoke up the arse.
That's the last time she saw her.
Yeah.
Last time I saw you. You again. A bomb right up your butt.
No, up Lucia's, was it not?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, absolutely.
So this is quite the reunion.
Yeah. See, it's a me. Said the royal as she decanted a couple of bottles of champagne into a tea flask.
Very royal behaviour.
She'd be the kind of person that James would get lumbered sitting next to. You always sit next to a live one, don't you, on the plane?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
What brings you to the Platinum Hornbill Bar, dearest Belinda?
Hornbill.
Hornbill.
Platinum Hornbill.
What brings you to the Platinum Hornbill Bar, dearest Belinda?
Why are you Mario from Super Mario Brothers? Or Wario? You're the evil one. You're evil Wario.
You've stopped abruptly there. Is that on purpose?
It is, actually, Alice. That's noticing.
Why?
What brings you to the Platinum Horn, Bilbao, dearest Ballet?
Suddenly, Contessa Lucia froze, stunned to stone. Expensive bubbles cascading all over her Giorgio Armani silk suit.
He's covered himself. You are allowed to reference brands. Like, you are allowed to say somebody's wearing Giorgio Armani. That's all right.
Yeah, we know what it is.
Does Rocky is the question.
Quite.
Maybe he doesn't think he's changed it.
He's just seen it on some market stall somewhere. Been like, yeah. Oh, there it is. That's a great brand. I'll put it in the book. Contessa? Contessa Lucia, my love!
Oh my God, what is going on?
No one can know you're here, Spooner said behind her arse.
Behind her arse? Was he under? Was he on the stall? Was he under her?
I'm confused. Who's where? Who said the previous line?
That was Belinda, obviously.
Right.
Because she's worried about the Contessa Lucia, who's just frozen, like stone. Are you following us, James? Are you okay?
Because she's seen Spooner?
No, she's just frozen.
She's just looking startled, so Belinda's like, what's wrong?
And then
Spooner suddenly is behind Belinda saying,
Lucia.
No, behind Belinda's arm.
See?
Oh, God. Okay.
So, Contessa Lucia, my love, says Belinda. Then Spooner says, no one can know you're here.
Right.
He said behind her arse. When she swiveled round on it, Belinda saw him twiddling a 3'4" stun gun in his knuckles.
In his knuckles? That's quite hard to do, isn't it?
3'4"?
3 foot?
Is that a metre?
That's half a person, isn't it?
It's like something from Men in Black or something.
At an airport. Best of luck. Look forward to that shot in the head, Spooner.
So he's twiddling this...
Twiddling? It's massive.
Twiddling a 3'4" stun gun
in his
knuckles.
Does he mean inch, do you think? What's a stun gun?
Did someone say something from Men in Black?
Yeah, it sounds like something like that.
What, the one that wipes your memory?
Well, just one that makes you just freeze.
Guys, Men in Black was a fiction.
Welcome
to because Melinda Blink is pure fact.
Oh, that's where I'm going wrong.
But she knew no wrong.
Wait, she hasn't actually turned to stone. She's fine.
Oh, he's stoned her.
Oh, right, she has actually... She's...
With a stun gun.
Oh,
my God, how slow are you two today?
Right. So, I was thinking, why is she like, Lucia, my love, if someone just stops mid-sentence, you just wait for them to finish a sentence, but she's quite literally...
Been stunned to stone.
Rigid like a board.
So the stun gun, yeah, just...
Stunned her.
Oh, my God.
Stun gun.
Stun gun. Stunned her to death.
It's
3.5 foot stun gun.
But she knew no wrong, Belinda exclaimed, secretly thinking of ways to forge the Contessa's last will and testament.
That's love.
No matter. She'll arise in 17 minutes and remember nothing when she does.
Not a thing. This contraption is not a thing.
Like, ta-da!
Cool.
Like, ta-da.
Because when you go, ta-da, that has that same effect, doesn't it? Wipes memory for the past 17 minutes.
Well, how much is she going to forget? How far back is the memory going to be wiped? Because I guess if you freeze someone's brain for 17 minutes...
It's quite substantial brain damage.
Seriously damage.
Is he implying that you just don't remember the last 17 minutes? Oh, no, because you'd have to forget Belinda being there.
Yeah.
Yeah, how long does it... Yeah, James, good question.
It's full Men in Black, this. So maybe Bond isn't his influence. Maybe it's Men in Black too.
I'll take a bottle of your Oakia Chardonnay. To go, please.
To go.
The air hostess, come barmaid, nodded and obeyed. With a twinkle, Spooner downed his Brewit British beer... All in capitals. And
what a lad.
Wait, Spooner. And headed to the Kazi to drop the kids off at the
Kazi.
Pool before
I
takeoff.
I hate that expression.
He's gone so lad all of a sudden. He drank his beer, went to the Kazi, dropped the kids off at the pool.
Safely in her aeroplane seat.
Oh, this is so slow.
We're in the beautiful, pretty flying machine, whatever. Safely in her aeroplane seat, Belinda began thinking. She didn't like it.
No, she's not really built for it.
What if they really were to find Giselle, and it was down to her, Belinda Blumenthal, to pull the deadly trigger? A coldness ran down her back. It took a moment and a half to realise it wasn't fear. It wasn't even dread. It was vodka.
Someone spilled their drink. It took her a moment and a half to work that out, that it was actually wet.
Well, Alice, she's thinking, so she can't really do two things at once.
Yeah. Well, her brain's thinking, technically, so she should be open and ready for other things.
A bloody useless air person had spilt it down the back of her easy stretch joggers and cardigan.
Air person's very contemporary for Rocky, though.
Excuse me, I'm all wet. She barked. She's so ack, this chapter. Oh, well, I'm sure you're used to it. Winked the air steward with a wink.
Winked him with a winked with a wink.
How dare the cheek? I demand to see the manager. Well, we're over international waters on board a flight in the sky, so there isn't really a manager.
Well, there is a manager.
Hang on, is it taken off?
Yeah, it must have done.
She just took a seat.
Also, you got a long old flight. Do you really want to hack him off now? Him.
So, we're over international waters on board a flight in the sky, so there isn't really a manager.
I just don't think that's true.
Yeah, there's always like a cabin crew manager.
Yeah,
they always go, thank you to Linda, Marsha and Tom, who are going to be your cabin crew today.
And
a special welcome to our world passengers today. It's nice to have you on board.
We have some lovely selections of confectionery. They're always so slow in the way they fucking say it.
We'll be coming around with duty free. Why do they do duty free on a plane? I don't want to buy it on the ground.
Some people do buy it, though, don't they?
Yeah, James Bloody Spooner.
Oh, yeah, true. Also, you've just really hacked off all the people that do those announcements by saying they're so bloody slow. You're going to have them all on talking about your accents.
They can be slow, some of them.
Right.
Very, very few and far between.
You're saying it's a skill.
It is. It's a real skill, and some haven't nailed it. Yes, James.
They all have the same, like, the cabin crew who do the announcements adopt a kind of similar
meter
to their voice. Yeah. As do the pilots are like, oh, we're cruising at 10,000 to 20,000 feet. Well, how far do we go in here?
65,000 feet. We're actually quite close to the sun.
We're currently in space. You're probably feeling some zero gravity.
You're actually going to turn to dust. My apologies. And we're about to combust. Yeah, because they always go, it's balmy 14 degrees in London today. Always tell you the temperature.
Flying conditions are satisfactory.
So there isn't a manager. Fine. The pilot then, smart ass. I want to see the pilot.
Sorry, I've lost my headphones.
You can't just go knock on his door and go, sorry, got a bit of an aggy passenger. Can you come have a word?
I spilled some vodka on him, which is getting really busy.
Oh, no problem. I'll just put it in autopilot. I'll be down.
You just pop it in drive for a bit, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I literally don't know what I'm talking about.
Did you ever get to go in the cockpit when you were a child?
No, did you?
No. Always jealous of those kids who did. I don't really understand.
I actually was one of those kids.
I knew you were going to be one of those kids.
You were smirking at me. I was like...
They are really cool.
Mr. Homeowner over there has been in the cockpit.
I was wearing like a Biggles jumper. We were flying to America and I was about 7. And the air hostess was like, you look like you like to fly. And so she took me in. It was really cool.
What, she just chose you at random?
Yeah.
And did you go in and push loads of buttons?
No. You literally just get to look at it and then go back to your seat.
What's it like?
The best thing is seeing all of the clouds. It's really amazing.
Oh, you went in during the flight?
Yeah.
They wouldn't let you do that anymore?
No. This is a long time ago.
Be a bit rubbish if it's on the ground. You'd be like, I can see that for myself.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Would you like to see the cockpit? Yeah, okay. I'll wait till we land and I'll come find you.
So I want to see the pilot. After a full-blown argument, scuffle and a few tears, Belinda...
Scuffle?
What, she punched the flight attendant?
Belinda found herself at the door to the cockpit, waiting for it to open.
Oh, yeah, definitely put a violent passenger in the cockpit with the pilot.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
When it did, Belinda blinked. Who should be flying the plane? Only bloody Hazel, the pilot from books 2 and 3.
It doesn't say from books 2 and 3.
Oh, my God.
In case we didn't remember.
You can't say from books 2 and 3. That just shatters all
any illusion that we're reading a
is
novel.
Is that even in, like, brackets or something? Or is that just...
No,
that's
no,
fully in the sentence.
Just only bloody Hazel, the pilot from books 2 and 3. Exclamation point.
What the bloody hell are you doing here?
Do you know what I predict? A little revisit of B1, B2, and B3.
Oh, yes.
Is Hazel the only pilot in the UK? Why is she flying every plane Belinda's on?
She also flies long haul, short haul, Europe, Australia. Is that normal?
And if she's not flying it, she's riding it. She's never not on a fucking plane.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Both women screamed at the top of their lungs.
Oh yeah, that's professional. When the rest of the cabin see that she's just like,
it's going to fill them with confidence.
The pilot is screaming. I don't think I'd feel very comfortable. So both women screamed at the top of their lungs, so as not to scare the chicken excrement out of the passengers.
Chicken chip.
The air steward calmly pushed Belinda inside and closed the airtight doors.
Shush now. Slowly pushed her off the plane into the sky. Yeah.
Well, I never. As I live, breathe and fly, it's Belinda Blumenthal.
Was that a voice? Don't even remember.
I don't remember what a voice was. What was a voice?
I don't remember her saying very much last time, but maybe you could do like a... Or like a pilot's voice.
I think she'd have to say everything like she was doing the announcement and then...
Well, I never, as I live, breathe and fly, it's Belinda Blumenthal.
Oh my God, I'd love it if she talks like this the whole time.
They French kissed with extra tongue and... Who's extra tongue? And Belinda looked at the motherboard of switches, knobs and buttoned lights with anxiety. Oh, don't worry about this array, spoke the experienced pilot. It's perfectly safe. Most of it is like a game of Sonic the Hedgehog or GoldenEye for the N64.
Did not see her as a gamer.
Yeah.
No.
Or Rocky. How does he know about GoldenEye for the N64?
Oh, we were obsessed as kids, weren't you?
Yeah, loved the four-player version.
Weren't you?
You used to love it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I felt like you were just shamed. Oh, weren't you? Because you're not a real man if you didn't love that.
No, not at all. Girls like games as well, Alice.
Did you play GoldenEye on the N64?
No, we had the...
Cards.
We had Uno.
We had an abacus and we enjoyed it. We had a Super Nintendo, which was the generation before, but we had it once the N64 came out. So that's when we got the Super Nintendo.
Mario Kart.
Very nice, yes.
Very nice.
Very nice. Can't fault it. Donkey Kong.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool Spot. He was just a spot with legs.
We had a PlayStation and we had great... No, it wasn't a PlayStation. We had a Sega Mega Drive.
Sega.
With Sonic the Hedgehog. And he had to jump through loads
of... Yeah, why did you say Sega?
Sega.
Okay, we all said Sega, sorry.
Sega!
A Sega Mega Drive. A Sega Mega Drive.
Nintendo.
Daddy, can I play on the Sega?
The Mega Drive.
Mom, where's the PlayStation?
Where is the PlayStation?
So, oh, don't worry about this array, spoke the experienced pilot. It's perfectly safe. Most of it is like a game of Sonic the Hedgehog or GoldenEye for the N64. Not Lemmings, I hope. Belinda laughed.
That's very good. That's very funny.
No, laughed Hazel. Definitely not. The co-pilot didn't laugh. Oh, hello, Belinda said sexily, pushing her crotch into his chin. Who might you be then?
He's like, do you mind? I'm trying to fly a plane in.
I'm co-pilot Digby Dodd.
Digby Dodd? Come on.
Why have I got this image of him like an...
An egg?
Like, no, like in the Second World War when they wore those like flappy...
hats. Aviation hats.
And a flowy white scarf.
With wire in it.
I'm co-pilot Digby Dodd. And this area is out of bounds for passengers.
That's true.
Oh, where's he from?
Bolton.
Bolton, yeah.
I mean, we are literally running out of accents for characters.
Well, that's what I figured when I was like, Jamie is really going to have to start going deep into regions.
Belinda laughed like a performing clown. Her delirium was so prolonged, both Hazel and Digby Dodd looked at one another, questioning if she were fit to fly.
Almost definitely not.
Once she had regained her composure, Belinda asked the co-pilot how he found working under a woman. Digby said it was fine, and a rather sexist question coming from another woman of high-powered credentials and tits play.
What does that mean?
Coming from a woman of tits play.
Is that... What language is that written in?
Is tits play a place?
Tits play.
You know, like there's some funny named places it does in
sound
the UK.
Like, it does sound like it's an island, maybe.
Yeah.
County tits play.
From another woman of high-powered credentials and tits play. He'd heard the stories, you see.
Yeah, sure. No, I can see how you're trying to piece it together, but it still doesn't make sense.
He's a podcast listener.
This sparkled Belinda's eyelashes, and she suddenly got as frisky as a flea around a ripe cheese board.
A flea? A fly, surely? A flea?
What is a flea?
Don't fleas live on skin?
God, the skin of a brie, I don't know.
Well, quite. A ripe, ripe camembert.
Well, I suppose I need a good enough reason to be in here then, don't I? Stick your cock into my pit, Mr. Co-Pilot Dodd.
Oh my God, that can't be the first time that phrase has been used in porn.
I bet it's the first time it's been used in a cockpit though, for reals.
True.
Stick your cock into my pit, Mr. Co-Pilot Dodd, and be warned it's deep. So I hope you're packing meat.
Oh, God. Disgusting. Packing meat.
Deep. Oh, God. Don't She's go in deep. There, Dodd. Don't go in there. You'll never come out. Dodd.
He was lost somewhere above the Pacific Ocean.
It's like Raiders of the Lost Ark. He'll be stuck in there forever.
She unzipped his trousers and took out his slinky. And boy,
don't
did
call
it stretch
it
out long.
Don't oh. call it a slinky. A kid's toy that you play with going down the stairs. A classic kid's toy.
All I can think of is that slinky dog in Toy Story.
It shouldn't stretch quite so aggressively, should it?
It sounds like concertina, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Though girth-wise, quite impressive, a slinky. Yeah.
So she unzipped his trousers and took out his slinky. And boy, did it stretch out long.
Oh, goody!
She clapped excitedly.
You'd be so patronised and turned off by that kind yeah. of reaction.
Goody.
Goody.
Yippee!
Hazel, take a look at this runway.
He's going to run out soon, surely.
Oh, I've seen it. Hazel winked. Keeping her eyes on the clouds. But then she thought, fuck it. And she destroyed her entire pilot's costume to threads.
They're putting the lives of hundreds of passengers in danger here. Threesome in the cockpit. What if they, like, knock a lever the
yeah,
wrong way?
Or... Sure. Well, hopefully they don't.
Her naked body was better than Belinda had recalled. It must have been all that access to hotel gymnasiums all over the world.
Yeah, that'll be it, yeah.
Give me a taste of that plummy twat.
Oh. Talking about her vagina or Dodd's?
Plummy.
Plummy twat.
So fruity, so jammy.
You plummy twat.
That's what we call Jamie for saying France. Plummy twat.
Give me a taste of that plummy twat. Mouth full of muff, Belinda slided out of her joggers and thong.
Slided.
And I love that that's the most offensive thing about what's just been written
But he's
down.
Overriding basic help, as we know. I mean, like, slided's flagged, isn't it?
Mouth full of muff, Belinda slided out of her joggers and thong and sat on Digby Dodd's hard cock with a ripple of electricity. Ah, that's what I remember. Her folds...
What was that?
Was that each ridge of the slinky? Ah!
Yeah, vibrato
yeah,
of the voice
quiver.
Is
beautiful. It's just got a lot of H's after the R.
Could you do it again?
Ah, that's what I remember.
That's lovely.
He's done
Such
that before.
Control.
Thank you, Val Harris. Ah, that's what I remember. Her folds said to her brain, satisfied. As Digby's penis went up and down and back and forth and side to side and so on.
Not all of those, really.
It's not like stirring a spoon in a bowl.
Belinda began to sweat and cream.
Sweat and cream. Sweat
that's
and cream.
Horrible.
That's a combo we've not heard. And that's a combo I won't forget.
Sweat and cream.
Such so greasy. Mm.
She's having a good time.
Sweat and cream. That's like a kind of a wash and go, a spit and polish.
Sweet and sour, isn't it? Because the sweat will be very salty and the cream will be very sweet.
Will it?
Is it a creme pat?
I'm just thinking that she's excreting
literally
custard.
Cream. It's unlikely to be dairy.
Don't put that on your cornflake.
Oh, lovely. My God. Literally thinks it's cream.
Jesus Christ.
So when you think of somebody having creamed themselves, you think of like cream Mr. in a can. Amazing.
Oh, sorry.
So Belinda began to sweat and cream. He was so good. Thicker than average, and she could, like a slinky, and she could feel every pump and bump of vein inside her city walls.
Wow.
Oh, God.
City walls.
You know how we lose a different group every week?
Yeah.
That's the civil engineers and town planners gone. Yeah. Like, you know, it's just not right.
I don't feel great. I mean, I started this episode not feeling great and I feel even worse.
Every vein, did she say?
She could feel every pump and bump of vein inside her city walls.
And what a city. What a beautiful, beautiful city.
Those city walls have not withstood
those
any.
Those ruins.
She was obviously still licking around Hazel's flappy wonderland.
Obviously. Flappy wonderland.
You got your winter wonderland, you got your flappy wonderland.
It's like a fun house. Isn't there a room that's got like flappy plastic bits?
You're thinking of an abattoir, I think. Don't think of it as the divide between rooms of an abattoir. I think of it as, I think we've discussed before, the kind of wardrobe between Narnia and like normal life, you know, it's right. Kind of got a magical quality, I think.
What, your flappy wonderland?
I mean, mine, but also the way that Rocky describes them in general.
So she was obviously still licking around Hazel's flappy wonderland and was grateful for the added hydration given the amount of moisture she was losing due to Mr. Bigger Than Statistically Normal below her. God. Still, though the pleasure was intense and the view spectacular.
I can't think of a better panoramic view for a shag.
It was a rather cramped space, and Belinda was wishing she hadn't let her Jane Honda advanced workout slip.
Fonda.
He's put Honda.
But also, what year is it? Mm. No one's doing a Jane Fonda workout anymore, are they?
I don't know. I think they're still pretty bloody effective.
Wait a sec. Do you have a VHS of Jane Fonda at home?
We did.
Oh, my God. There we go. Wait, does Rocky do it?
I don't think Rocky ever did it.
Rocky in Lycra with sweatband lunging. I bet he loves a lunge.
Like Mr. Motivator.
As I've said before, he's in great nick.
He is.
So eventually, Belinda's stilettoed foot had to find purchase somehow, some way. And thankfully, she found some. Her heel locked onto a lever on the dashboard.
No.
And with each thrust, pushed it further.
Oh, God.
And further up.
I told you.
But each push caused the jumbo jet to fly higher and higher still until it was almost nose vertical and on a... Come on. Until it was vertical. Nearly nose vertical and on a one-stop trajectory to Mars.
What a lever. So that lever is the one that makes it turn completely on its axis.
Back in cattle class, Bella was terrified and squawking for mercy. Ah, mercy!
Well, because they'll have all fallen out of their seats because it's not like the sign was on or anything.
No. So Bella was terrified and squawking for mercy and food.
I imagine, actually, even if you had your seatbelt on, you're still toppling, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to feel like, you're not going to be like, no worries, got my seatbelt on, this is going to be fine.
So she wants a snack, quite rightly, because to be fair, panic does weird things to you. And yeah, sometimes it just makes you ravenous.
But the food trays had been thrown up in the air. Gas masks were dangling from tubes.
They're not gas masks.
And even reruns of Hello, Hello couldn't calm the passengers.
When was the last time he was on a plane? You can choose what you want to watch these days, and they've updated the catalogue in recent years.
It wasn't much difference in the cockpit. Only the chaos was of the filthy, squirting joy variety.
You're not noticing, as soon as that lever's pushed, that there's a jolt. You're not stopping what you're doing as soon as that heel is wedged in there.
Belinda was steaming, Hazel was panting, and Digby Dodd was coming an alarming amount for someone 70,000 feet up.
70,000 feet up?
James, check how... I feel like you do... How high do you do 35,000 feet?
What it is?
No, is that too high?
Okay, I'm just Googling how high 70,000 feet is. Okay, so there's a plane called the U-2, which, if you fly at 70,000 feet, which is twice the cruising altitude of commercial airliners.
Twice the cruising altitude. So, yeah, 35. Yeah.
It's high enough to see the curvature of Earth.
Oh, my God. No wonder the view was spectacular.
I mean, a normal plane, you don't just put the accelerator on and point it to the sky, do you?
No.
Yeah, it's not Apollo 11.
I wouldn't say it's built for it.
So Digby Dodd was coming an alarming amount for someone 70,000 feet up.
Would it affect that then?
Possibly. Is it thin your cum?
Give me a second. Does your cum thin at high altitude? Your sperm count is reduced.
Oh, so really you'd come less.
That's what she's saying though. She's saying he came a surprising amount for a man.
So high. Yeah. I understand. So, Digby Dodd was coming an alarming amount for someone 70,000 feet up. Nobody blinked.
Don't mention it.
Well, they want to take in that breathtaking view of the curvature of the Earth.
And that's the end of the chat.
What on Earth? Literally. What an absolutely batshit chapter.
This one I genuinely feel like is not going to... Like, that's the end of that and we're going to move on to something else in
It feels like filler. I'm not going to lie.
It does a bit, doesn't it?
And also, it feels as though he's biding his time. Like, literally, he's like, I don't know what to do about the other stuff, so I'm going to just write something while I think it up.
I've got myself into a real cul-de-sac, so how do I reverse myself out?
It's almost like he thinks he has to write every day, but he's not ready to write the next bit, so he's right. Like, I'll just do a bit on a plane. I also feel like we've been on the plane for a really long time.
I feel quite like we've been in there with them.
Well, it was nice to see Hazel again.
Oh, yeah, and... What I've come to expect from book 5 is cameos, and I'm loving them. I really am.
And if you are on a plane and you're worried about this happening on your flight, I think it's impossible, so I wouldn't worry too much. A plane can't literally go vertical and then up to 70,000 feet.
Well, I think if you are worried about it, just go and knock on the door of the cockpit, surely.
They'll just let you in.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Particularly if you're screaming.
Yeah.
Scream and then just laugh manically while you're in there, and then jobs are good and you'll probably have sex.
We'll be enjoying air travel, though possibly not as much as Dodd, Blumenthal, and No Surname Hazel. We're off on tour.
We are, and we're starting in Australia.
Exactly, so please come down under to see us. It's a brand new show, brand new stuff from Rocky. We're celebrating Belinda's 30th birthday. It's going to be an absolutely raucous evening.
Just think what she does in her normal everyday life. On a bog standard Tuesday, what she does is so crazy. So what's she going to do on her 30th birthday?
Exactly. I dread to think.
So if you want to come party with us, you can get your tickets now at mydadwroteaporno.com/live.
Not just Australia. New Zealand, Ireland, Europe, America.
Canada. Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Oh, and UK.
And as always, you can get in touch with us. Please, if you're in the aviation industry, we've thrown up a lot of questions that we'd love answered. So please let us know. You can email us at mydadwroteaporno@gmail.com.
Yeah, we're on Twitter at dadwroteaporno.
And helpfully, completely different on Instagram, mydadwrotea.
Now, can I interest anyone in a bowl of sweat and cream?
No.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.